and the squirrel. It was winter time. Earl was looking out at the snow outside the window. It was on the ground and in the trees, and his mother had put out a bird feeder to feed the birds, which he liked to watch. They would come to the feeder because food was hard to find in the winter days. As Earl watched, a squirrel was looking round the bottom of the bird feeder for the seeds that had fallen to the ground. The squirrel was quick to understand that there would be plenty of bird seed for him if he could get to the top of the little pole and into the feeder. The squirrel tried to climb the pole or jump to it from a neighboring tree. Earl watched. But his mother knew about the squirrels, so she had made the pole hard to climb, and she had set the bird feeder so that the birds could get into the bird feeder, but the hole would be too small for the squirrel and the perch too little. The squirrel could rarely get into the bird feeder. Earl thought to himself, even though the squirrel is bigger and stronger than the birds, sometimes being bigger and stronger doesn't help. He didn't think that the birds understood this very well, but he knew his mother did. Earl's mother then asked Earl if he would take a pie to his grandmother, who lived on the cliff high above the ocean, because she'd like some dessert. Sure, said Earl. He'd love to go. So he put on his snow boots and a snow suit, and he made sure his gloves were on his hands. He took the package of pie, and he tramped through the snow, past the woods, and up to his grandmother's house. She was delighted to see him, and she was delighted to get the pie. Sitting together, they each had a piece. Soon it was time for Earl to go back, and so his grandmother helped him get into his snowshoes and boots, and put on his gloves, and put on his coat and hat, and off he went down the hill, past the woods, back to his mother's house. As Earl passed through the woods, he remembered the time in the summer when he had fought the ogre who lived in the woods, who challenged him to a fight with clubs, and then had fallen into the ocean when he had been distracted by the birds. Just as he was thinking that, in front of him stepped the very same ogre. Earl could not believe it. He had seen this ogre fall from the high cliffs to the rocks below. It was clear that he had died. He stared at the ogre. The ogre stared back. The ogre said, "Are you the little boy that killed my brother?" And Earl realized this was not the same ogre, but the twin of the ogre, and that's why they looked the same. Maybe it wasn't a twin. Maybe it was just hard to tell one ogre from another. But he could tell that ogres are very big, and this one looked just as mean as the other one. Maybe meaner. "No," said Earl. "Your brother fell over the cliff when the birds attacked him." "He told me the day he died," said the ogre, "that he was going out to make a nice dinner of a little boy and a furry dog. And for dessert, maybe a sweet grandmother. He never came back. Then I find that he's dead. So I've been searching and I've been waiting. I think you're that little boy. Furthermore, it's now winter time. It's cold out. Food is hard to find. Although I don't see a nice little dog, I do see you. It seems only fair that if my brother didn't get to eat you, that I should eat you." "No," said Earl. I'm not for eating. I'm just a little boy, and there's not very much of me. And anyway, most of it is a snowsuit." "All the same," said the ogre, "a little meal right now would suit me just fine, even if it is wrapped in nylon." And he took a step forward to grab Earl and take him away. Earl ran, but he didn't run along the path because the ogre would easily catch him. He darted into the woods in between the trees. The trunks were big and close together, and the little boy could run easily between them. But a big ogre would have a tougher time. Earl's dash into the woods surprised the ogre, but he liked to hunt, and the run through the snow to catch a dinner would be fun. So he gave Earl a bit of a head start, because he knew he'd catch him, and then he would eat him. Earl ran as fast as he could, but his legs were short, and he couldn't go very fast. But there were lots of brambles and fallen trees, and when he glanced behind and couldn't see the ogre, he decided he would catch his breath and hide in some thick bushes where a tree had fallen. He dived under a thick bush, and he snuggled down behind the log, covered himself up with snow. Then he heard the ogre coming step by step, his big feet making noise in the undergrowth as the ogre came towards him. Earl laid perfectly still. The ogre came closer and closer, and Earl tried to become smaller and smaller. Earl heard the ogre pause, his breathing long and deep. The ogre was looking for him. Then Earl heard him pass by, and the sound of him in the forest got fainter and fainter. As he waited longer, Earl was getting cold. He thought to himself, it might be time for him to get up and run in the other direction. Earl knew his uncle's house was not far away. It was at the edge of the woods near the lake. He would head in that direction down the hill. He had played in these woods before, so he thought he knew the way, but it was hard to tell with the snow, and it was getting darker. When the sound of the ogre was very faint, Earl quietly got up and ran as fast as he could down the hill towards the edge of the forest, hoping the ogre would not hear him. As he approached the edge of the woods, though, he began to hear the thumping feet of the ogre and knew the ogre was after him. Earl ran out of the woods, and there, not too far away, was his uncle's cottage, the smoke from his warm fire drifting up from the chimney. The lights were on because it was the late afternoon. The sun was going down, and the clouds were beginning to form. Snow was coming down, and he could hear the ogre behind him. Earl ran as fast as he could, but the snow was deep and came high up on boots. He might have made it if he'd been the summertime, because he knew the ogre wasn't out of the woods, but by the time he was a third of the way across the field, he heard the ogre grunt. Earl looked behind him and saw the ogre was beginning to run across the field at a pace that was much faster than his. Earl looked towards the house and didn't think he would make it, but he would try. And so faster and faster he worked his short legs, but he was very tired. He could hear the ogre moving swiftly across the snow with his long legs. The ogre was going to catch him. End of part 1.